He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, June the 3rd. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're off to a pretty good start here in the market today. Right now we have the Dow up 64 points. That puts it at 18,075. Back above that 18,000 level, the S&P 500 is up about 3.7 points right now. And that works out to about 17 basis points, 0.17. The S&P is at 2,112. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is at 5,091. The NASDAQ is up 15 points right now. That's the best gainer of all. It's up 0.30 or 30 basis points. Crude oil backing off a little bit, $60.65 after a pretty good rally on Tuesday. Gold sits at, that's a good term, sits. It sits and sits and sits. Gold sits at $1,189 per ounce, down 0.4% today. The euro, 1.1236. 1.1236. Okay, next time you go out to dinner in Paris, punch that into your calculator and see how much that dinner costs. The 10-year yield, holy cow. Whew, that thing is getting hit again. The bond market up to 2.33%. I've been warning about the bond market. Now, all of a sudden, here we are with interest rates at 2.33. Man, it's up 0.75% off the low recently, and that's not good for bond funds and bond ETFs. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, Europe markets a little bit higher here recently. European Central Bank, no change to their low interest rate policy right now. They're trying to stoke their economy over there. And meanwhile, here in the U.S., the U.S. economy, job growth is starting to slow a little bit. We've had a small downwards revision to April, March, February in the job. The average monthly gain for 2015 is 192,000 jobs, new jobs, that is, created in the U.S. But that compares with the last 6 months before that of 248,000. So you can see the moving average of job creation in America right now starting to level off. Well, you know, we're almost at full employment. Of course, we're not counting the people that gave up finding a job. But if you look at the unemployment rate, 5.2, 5.3, somewhere in there. Almost full employment. It gets a little harder to create new jobs at that point. The Belmont Stakes. I saw that little horse, American Pharoah. My wife and I happened to be at the Del Mar races the day that American Pharoah won the Del Mar Futurity as a two-year-old. And then I think he injured himself, missed some time, and now he's running this Saturday for the Triple Crown, American Pharoah. Trained by Bob Baffert, Southern California trainer. Monster Beverage has placed a major bet in the sports world with a new sponsorship deal for Thoroughbred American Pharoah. Huh. I remember when Big Brown won the Kentucky Derby in the Preakness and was going for the Triple Crown himself. He was sponsored that year by UPS because they're also known as Big Brown. The company's logo will be associated with both the horse and the jockey. Well, that makes sense. Eddie Zayat, the owner of American Pharoah, owned a big beverage company in Egypt, one of the areas where he made enough money to buy a horse like American Pharoah, and he signed up Monster Beverage to help sponsor this horse. And maybe, just maybe, of course they drug test these horses pretty good, maybe a little bit of Monster energy in the jockey's blood. Now the jockey can get away with it. I don't know about the horse. I don't know about injecting a Monster beverage into the horse's veins will pass the muster or not. Current odds in Las Vegas list the colt as 6-5 favorite to win the first Triple Crown since affirmed in 1978. Well, we'll see. Okay, here's the one. Well, no, there's two more I want to get to. Greece faces a take-it-or-leave-it offer. I've had a few of those in my life. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will come under intense pressure for a debt deal today, as Friday's deadline for a $300 million repayment to the IMF goes down to the wire. Yesterday, the country's international creditors reportedly drafted the broad lines of an agreement that amounts to a take-it-or-leave-it offer, following months of fruitless dialogue with the Athens government. Yeah, I've had some fruitless dialogue, too. I try to avoid it at best, if I can. Tsipras will travel to Brussels to meet with European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels. So it's coming down to the wire there. That money's due Friday. Now, the check's either in the mail or they're going to get some kind of a pass, another 30 days, another 60 days, another 90 days, whatever it is. But here's the biggest story that I want to talk about. Circuit Breakers for Treasuries, London-based ICAP, is raising the idea of circuit breakers. That means that it gets so volatile or it's plunging so fast that they got to stop trading in that particular security. And what security are we talking about? Treasuries. Circuit breakers for the highly volatile treasury market, mostly to the downside of late. No small player, ICAP handles about 60% of treasuries trading between banks and high-speed trading firms. Circuit breakers are now the norm in stocks, but would be new to what once was considered the deepest, most liquid market around. Well, speaking of volatility, bond prices are headed south again today. 10 basis point jump in the German 10-year Bund. An 8 basis point gain in the 10-year U.S. Treasury, right around the high for the year. So, you know what? There's more signs of trouble ahead for the bond market. And one last thing, I heard, someone being interviewed. She was the chief investment officer. I've heard her before. She's pretty sharp, from Schwab. And they were asking her about, well, what are you recommending at Schwab right now, the traditional 60-40 stock bond mix? She says, you know, that traditional allocation model makes no sense whatsoever. Well, that got my attention, because I also believe that it makes no sense whatsoever. Not only is every individual different with their risk levels, but it also makes no sense whatsoever from the point of view that why do I want 40% of my money in a bear market? And I don't care which side of the street it's on, whether it's the bond side of the street or the stock side of the street. There's times when I don't want to own any stocks. That's not one of those times right now, but we all know there will be another bear market at some point in time when earnings start to finally recede in the S&P 500. That time has not come yet, but it's out there somewhere looming on the horizon. And when that time comes, why do I want to ride the stock market down 50%? Because my traditional asset allocation model says I should have 60-40 bond stock. And conversely, why do I want to have 40% or 50% or 60% in the bond market when the bond market has entered into a new bear? I pointed that out in my newsletter several weeks ago, and interest rates continue to drift higher. And if you want to continue to sit in your bond fund because traditional asset allocation says I should be 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, whatever it is, well, I don't believe in it either. And I'm glad that a big firm like Schwab, maybe they have more intelligent robots than the other guys. If that's their belief, there's hope for those robots yet. But I totally agree with that line of thinking. The traditional asset allocation model is built for dummies, really. It's investing for dummies. And you're going to get dummy returns over the years also. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to talk about a segment of the market that we don't talk a lot about here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour because a lot of people don't have exposure to it. They can't get exposure to it. They don't have access to private equity. I had a friend that was in the business, and he was on the private equity side of things. Of course, I'm in the public markets, stocks, companies that trade publicly. And he was on the other side of the coin, buying and selling into privately held stocks for a private equity firm, a PE firm. I use one exchange-traded fund as a proxy for the private equity markets. There are private equity companies that you can invest in, things like BlackRock, then Blackstone, and other private equity firms, Carlyle Group, that go in and buy private companies, or they buy publicly traded companies sometimes, then they take them private, get them all fixed up and straightened out. That's been done with several companies recently. And then they roll them out as publicly traded companies once again, once all the fixes are in place, once the turnaround is in place. And the average person, you know, doesn't have access to these markets. Usually it's a $1 million minimum buy-in. Usually it's a 10-year waiting period as they buy into the private equity firms, the private companies, and sell them off or take them public or whatever it is over time. And as they make these movements and actions, then they distribute money to the shareholders. And by the end of 10 years, it kind of all wraps up. And hopefully you got a lot more in the way of distributions from the PE firm than what you put into it. And, of course, when you see a show like Shark Tank on CNBC, that's all about private equity. These are private companies wanting money. They're offering equity ownership in their company in order to get a little bit of equity money to do what they need to do, whether it's marketing, whether it's developing the product, whether it's putting the product into manufacturing mode or whatever it is. They need that money from investors. Private equity is one of the riskiest areas of the market. Buying a private company, there's not a market for that private company, not a ready-made market. You hope that you've invested in Cracker Jack management that really knows what they're doing. And the rewards can be huge, and obviously the risk is high. Well, there's actually an exchange-traded fund that follows the private equity index. There's a lot of private equity companies around the world that are actually publicly traded. Now, one of the downsides of investing in a company like a BlackRock or a Carlyle Group, for the most part, they're limited partnerships. They're a partnership of some sort where you're going to get a K-1, a partnership return at the end of the year. And a lot of people don't like that. But there's an exchange-traded fund that holds a bunch of these private equity companies. And it is not subject to the K-1s. It also pays a pretty decent dividend yield. In fact, I was looking at the recent dividend yield of PSP, which is the Power Shares Listed Private Equity. It's made up of a bunch of private equity companies. The current dividend yield is 4.8%. Here's some of the companies. If you go to the ETF encyclopedia and you look inside of it, they own Fosun International. Bet you never heard of them. Well, it's the biggest holding within this ETF. 3i Group, another private equity firm, makes up 5.6% of the fund. Partners Group Holding, 4.9% of the fund. Onex Corp, I believe they're out of Canada, another private equity firm. They make up 4.8% of the fund. Melrose Industries, another private equity firm, part of this fund, Eurazeo, another one. Leucadia International, I know them fairly well. Brait SE. Now, these are a lot of these are companies that trade on the foreign exchanges. So you wouldn't have access to them to begin with. In addition to that, you wouldn't have access to the companies that they own because they're privately held companies. But this is an interesting exchange-traded fund that's actually been at the top of my indexes for quite some time in my Best Stocks Now app. Yeah, private equity is an asset class. It's an index, just like technology stocks are an index, just like mid-caps are an index, just like small-caps are an index. Private equity firms are also an index, and this thing's done pretty good over the years. In fact, over the last 3 years, it's averaged 24.4% per year, while the market's delivered 18% per year. And as I said, it pays a pretty hefty dividend. It's also been breaking out here recently. It's up about 22% so far this year. No, 13% so far this year. And it's just an interesting exchange-traded fund. So people ask me, they say, when do you buy exchange-traded funds or mutual funds? Well, generally speaking, it's when it's areas of the market that I can't have access to. It's very difficult for me to buy into some of these companies that are within this exchange-traded fund, let alone the individual private companies that are inside of those companies that they've invested in. And, of course, most companies started their life at some point in time as a private company. The other night I was at the Padre game, and they were introducing the guest before the first pitch. And there was a startup incubator firm that was there that's based in San Diego. And some of the companies that have come out of that private incubator have been Qualcomm. You've heard of them. Illumina, another one of the great stocks of all time, has come out of that private equity incubator firm. And I looked at those guys on the first baseline all lined up, mostly a bunch of kids, it seemed like, 20, 21, going to college or just out of college. Who knows? Maybe one of those kids will be the next one that starts a Qualcomm or Illumina. So there's just a way that the average investor, the average Joe out there, can get some exposure to the private equity world through an ETF like PSP. PSP, you can look it up on the, in the stock symbols. It's the Power Shares Listed Private Equity Index. And yes, there actually is an index. They have an index on just about everything nowadays, and private equity is one of those. And by the way, it is a holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, the Private Equity Index PSP Exchange Traded Fund. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, the drug sector continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market, and it's been that way now for a long, long time. Every single day in my app, I rank the sectors of the market. And as we look at the sectors right now, the leading sectors in the market continue to be biotech, pharmaceuticals, and several others that are related to healthcare. And they've been at the top for a long, long time. And of course, there's a lot of good individual companies within those sectors that still look good to me. And we'll feature one of those next, a large cap company that does not pay a dividend. So this is not a candidate for a growth in income or an income seeking investor. You're going to get growth, hopefully, out of this company. And they've been growing at a very rapid pace. Over the last 5 years, Mylan NV, meaning they're out of the Netherlands, they moved their headquarters there. I think it was a tax move from Pennsylvania. It's now a $35.7 billion market cap company. It's a large cap stock. And this would fit in a moderate risk, conservative risk type of profile. The stock was $5 back in 2008, $5 a share. And today it's $73 a share. That works out to some pretty good gains over the years. In fact, over the last 10 years, Mylan Labs has put about 16% per year into investors' pockets, while the S&P 500 has put about 5.8% per year into investors' pockets. Over the last 5 years, Mylan Labs has averaged 31% per year, while the market has delivered 14%. Now, here's the big reason behind that. Their earnings have been growing. Back when they were a $5 per share stock, they were making 68 cents per share in earnings. Next year, they're expected to make $4.68. They've added $4 in earnings, bottom line earnings, along the way. And if you're using a multiple in the high teens, somewhere like that, you can see how the value of this company has increased so dramatically over the years. They develop generic and branded drugs for the treatment of central nervous system. Boy, I could use some of that on those triple digit days. Cardiovascular and other disorders. Mylan NV, once again, is a $35 billion company that has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 22% per year. Let's just compare that with a Pfizer. I don't know why that comes to mind. It just does. Pfizer has not grown their earnings at all over the last 5 years. Get this, back in 08, when Mylan was making 68 cents a share, Pfizer was making $2.42 a share. But Mylan's earnings have been growing by 22% during that period of time. Now, here we are with Pfizer 8 years later, and they're still making the same amount of earnings that they made 10 years ago. That's why people buy Pfizer for the dividend, 3.2%, because there has not been any earnings growth in 10 years. So, look, it's up to you. You know, you can buy companies that are growing and flourishing and continuing to make acquisitions or come out with new products and continue to drop money to the bottom line earnings, which increases the value of the company, or you can buy a non-growth company that pays a dividend. Well, let's just take a look at Pfizer's returns over the last 5 years. While Mylan's been going up at a rate of 31% per year, Pfizer's been going up at a rate of 20% per year. So quite a big difference there. Pfizer is about a market performer. In fact, over the last 10 years, Pfizer has basically matched what the market has done, 6.4% per year. Well, Mylan continues to be a superior grower. Over the past 12 months, Mylan's stock is up another 44.6%, and it is a stock that I own. In my conservative growth portfolio, it's about a 3 to 4% overall position in that portfolio. Now, how about from a valuation point of view? We're currently in a market, the S&P 500, that for this year is fully valued. I have a $2,100 target price on the S&P 500 this year, and we're currently at $2,100. That creates a problem. We got to find companies that still make sense, that are still undervalued and not trading at market multiples, which are fully valued right now. Well, when I do the math on Pfizer, Mylan is currently trading at 15.5 times forward earnings. That's a discount to the overall market. And that's a pretty reasonable multiple for a company that's been growing by 22% per year. I like the valuation numbers on Mylan right now. It seems, too, that Mylan is in play with a lot of companies. There's been a lot of... This is like the girl that keeps getting asked to the prom and she keeps saying no to everybody. Mylan wants nothing to do with... Who was it that offered, there was some company that was really courting Mylan here recently, and they basically wrote him a letter, leave me alone. We want nothing to do with you. And I know that Teva Pharmaceuticals been buying more and more of Mylan, but, you know, there's been some mergers and acquisitions in this space, and Mylan has always been either an acquirer, talked about acquiring other companies, or it's been talked about as an acquisition target from time to time, which gives the stock a little bit of extra pizzazz. I have a $120 target price on Mylan, and it's currently trading at 73. But, of course, Mylan's going to have to produce. They're expected to make $4.13 this year, $4.67 next year, and they're expected to continue to grow by 12 or 13% per year over the next 5 years. So all things being equal, this is a stock that fits my Best Stocks Now profile. It has the performance. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. And it has a reasonable valuation right now. But there's still one last thing that we have to check, and that's that technical pattern, that one-year chart. This is like checking the weather before we venture outside of the harbor. That's a very solid technical pattern. This stock broke out in March of this year. I had bought it, I think, prior to that, or maybe right around that time frame. And it's been going up ever since. It had another major breakout towards the beginning of April. I think there was some takeover talk at that time. It's consolidating right now. But I think it's just a matter of time before it breaks out once again. No guarantees, not a recommendation, but a pretty good example of a Best Stock Now. And you compare it against other stocks in this same space that are pretty old and pretty stodgy. Take a Merck, for example. Compare Mylan against a Merck. Merck has gone nowhere. Their earnings have gone nowhere in the last 10 years. But Merck pays this 3% dividend yield. Well, it's your choice. You can take the 3% dividend yield, which is behind door number one, or behind door number two, you can take a company that's been growing by 22% per year, is expected to continue to grow by 13% per year going forward, but you don't get a dividend, okay? Sometimes that dividend yield entices a lot of people to buy some pretty crappy stocks, in my opinion, because once a company starts paying a hefty dividend, like 2-3%, they're pretty much done in their growth cycle. That's why when I buy dividend stocks, I like to find companies that are also still growing also. Do not buy a company just for its dividend yield. And do not be scared off by a company that doesn't pay any dividend. Because you know what they're doing with that extra money? Instead of mailing it out in the way of dividend checks, they're investing it back into the company. They're building a war chest to continue to grow the company. Mylan Labs, currently a stock that I own in my conservative growth profile. Well, we'll see what happens. We've got Greece up this week. They've got a deadline. I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to come up with the dough. $300 million due Friday. We've got circuit breakers now being introduced into the treasury market. Treasuries. A lot of people consider treasuries to be one of the safest markets in the world. Well, they wouldn't be putting in circuit breakers if they weren't bracing for higher interest rates and a volatile treasury market going forward. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. One of the biggest decisions that investors have to make is who's going to manage the money. A lot of investors like to do it themselves. I think that's a great idea if you've got the time and if you've got the inclination. I think there's a vast majority of investors that basically know nothing whatsoever about investing their money once they retire, or if they inherit some money, or if they just want to start a college plan or start saving for retirement. And unfortunately, they're the ones that are the most vulnerable to, you know, just kind of like a cookie cutter type approaches that, I don't know. I saw the other day, I'm talking with somebody now who has an IRA rollover, and someone sold them an annuity. Now, an annuity should not be inside of an IRA unless there's a very compelling reason. Because an IRA is already tax deferred. An annuity is a tax deferred vehicle for people who don't have an IRA, who want to tax defer some more money. The only reason, usually, for someone in my business to buy an annuity inside of an IRA for someone is because it pays them a big commission, big fat commission. So you got to be a little bit careful. I personally, you know, I would just be very careful. I would always ask somebody, how much are you going to make off of this? I know that's a tough question to ask, and a broker or an investment advisor is entitled to make a living. But sometimes they do what's in their best interest and not what's in your best interest. And if you decide to do it yourself, I would say that most people that have decided to manage their own money, it's because they were somewhere that didn't do a very good job of it, and they say to themselves, I could do as good as this guy, or I could do as good as this gal. I could lose my money just as good as this guy or gal can. And they throw up their hands and they start managing their own money. And that's all I can do is judge by the different portfolios that come to me that are transferred in from other firms. Sometimes they're self-managed. And I would say that the vast majority of the self-managed ones, when they get to me, are a mess. They're a hodgepodge. There's no discipline whatsoever. There's no investment style whatsoever. There's no diversification. It's just a hodgepodge of this idea and that idea that's been thrown together like a sandlot team. And it's very, very, amateurish, I suppose. And the other most common group of portfolios that come to me are the cookie cutter asset allocation models, where they're just clogged. Their arteries of the portfolio were clogged with all these different mutual funds, short-term this and long-term that and intermediate-term this. And by the time you blend it all together, you get kind of a mess. You know, my father was in the submarine service in the World War II, and you know, they had to stand in line to get their food. So my dad always had a thing against buffets. You know, by the time you get to the end, you've got Jell-O, fried chicken, mashed potato, and it just kind of all runs together, and it's a mess. And when you're done, you're sorry you did it. Kind of like some of the portfolios that I see, where it just is kind of a meaty bunch of stuff on a plate that doesn't belong there, doesn't go together well, just a mess. And so you kind of have to decide which direction you're going to go with your own portfolio. The other big decision is whether to go with a passive style of management, wherein, you know, you buy a bunch of diversified funds, Jell-O mixed with gravy, mashed potatoes, and you hope it all works out over time. You're not going to lose too much. It's not going to be a very good meal, but it's filling, you know, and it may do okay over the years. Really, in the end, it's going to end up being pretty mediocre. But you don't have to make a lot of changes along the way. You don't have to worry about bear markets and bull markets and rising interest rates and falling interest rates. You just ride through it all, through thick or thin, and in the end, you hope that you retire in a year when everything's up. You hope it's not a year when we take that eventual bear market 40-50% hit, whatever it is. Or you got to decide whether you want active management. Someone who tries to flow with the cycles when they're there. We've been flowing with this current cycle, which is now in its seventh year, riding it for all it's worth, making hay while the sun shines, but always on guard for that eventual clouds gathering on the horizon, earnings starting to level off, the economy starting to level off, a business cycle starting to come to an end, and a new business cycle starting to present itself and making changes along with those changes in the weather and in the business cycle. Well, we're active managers here. We're not passive managers. I don't believe in the traditional asset allocation model, which is prevalent, which dominates the scene in my industry right now. Anyways, you can follow along. I put out my newsletter every single week. I'm already starting to think about what I'm going to write about this week. Last week, I wrote about economic cycles and where we're in this current economic cycle and what that means for your portfolio and how you should be invested right now given where we're at in the economic cycle. And I also said, what's next in the economic cycle? That's what we have to be prepared for. Investing's all about the future and what's going to happen next. You have to line it up like pool shots. What's going to come after this shot and after that shot? Because that cycle's going to continue to roll whether you like it or not, and it's up to you whether you roll with it or you get run over by it. Anyways, the newsletter goes out every week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, to sign up for it. Or if you'd like to talk to us about money management and get yourself positioned in an active manner where we'll try to do our best to protect during the bad times and make hay during the good times, it's all we can do is do our best here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. And you can look at the newsletter as to the results that we've produced with the different styles that we manage here. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.